Yeah, and one of the strangest statistics to come out, which I mentioned a little bit earlier on towards the start of the program, is that South Africans spend double the amount of money on chocolate as they do on books. And now it not only reveals where our priorities may lie, it also demonstrates how expensive and inaccessible books in this country remain to ordinary South Africans, especially children. The Progress in International Reading Literacy report shows South Africa has the lowest reading score of 50 countries that are tested. Now, an organization called Kids to Kids has launched an initiative called Story Weavers, a literacy project with a difference. Founder and national coordinator of the organization, Dee Burner, joins us on the line. Now, Dee, good evening to you and thanks so much for your time. I see you've taken a slightly different approach to this literacy project. Just tell me what elements you're combining.
Thanks, Joanne. Yes, we really are building on our literacy project that we've had in the school for many years, and we work within the foundation-based children's classes. And this time around, we've interlinked our Call to Become anti-bullying program into this program. Hence, we've launched Story Weavers, mainly because literacy continues to be a huge challenge in South Africa. It's often referred to as the silent disability, low levels of literacy, which hinder personal growth and limits opportunities. So our vision really from Kids to Kids is to encourage the joy of reading from early age and obviously create those safe spaces around not bullying in classrooms. So we provide teachers with training and we help to empower their learners, encourage them to create their own safe spaces within the school environments.
All right, that sounds great, Dee. Where has Story Weavers been implemented so far?
Sorry, I missed that first bit.
I was just wondering where Story Weavers has been implemented so far.
Oh, yes. We've obviously worked in the foundation-based classroom. We have, over many years, established lots of relationships with schools and facilities right through, obviously, mainly in the Western Cape, but also in Gauteng and KwaZulu-Natal. And we're working with schools that we've been working with various different projects over the years. So we're just extending them from the grade R's and grade 1 up to the grade 2, 3. Sometimes we can sneak into the grade 4's as well, because that's where we pick up where the kids really can't read and they really are battling.
Right, right. Well, what sort of results are you having with the program, Dee?
Right now, our results show that we have making a huge impact on the schools that have actually worked with us. We've got some testimonials from the teachers and the principals of those schools who have now extended our project into the higher grades with their learners. Obviously, every year a new bunch of grade R's come in, so they always ask us to come back and extend that program that we're doing with them. So our results are slowly building up, and through the work that we're doing over the next few years, which we've planned to roll out, we're ensuring that we're now starting to take some stats where we are monitoring kids. So kids that were in grade R that did receive a reading corner and this program, what are they doing now that they're in grade 4 or grade 5? And then just monitoring some of them where we can, because kids move schools and areas so much, where we can monitor them into high school, we're putting together a program just to ensure that we can show some more results around this program that we're running.
All right, Dee, it sounds like you're doing great work, and I understand you're looking for some sponsorship. How can people contact you should they wish to help?
Yes, well, our sponsorship is always a challenge, because really and truly for us to roll out these to more classrooms, we do need people to contribute, whether they're corporates, whether they're individuals, community people that are in groups, just to come forward and to help. Any amount helps to ensure that we can put more reading hubs into the classrooms, run more of these Course Behind workshops in the actual classrooms with teachers training. So the best is to obviously find us on our website, which is Kids to Kids, which is the KIDZ, number 2, KIDZ.co.za, or you can email us on info@kids2kids, and also just to really support any initiatives that we're running to raise funds for literacy as a whole.
All right, fantastic. Dee, congratulations on the work you've done so far, and we wish you all the best with the further literacy projects that you are aiming to introduce into schools, perhaps even at a higher level. That was Dee Burner. She is the coordinator and founder of this organization, Kids to Kids, that has launched the initiative called Story Weavers, and they are doing really important work in schools in the country, particularly in the foundational phase. That is where their work is focused, and it is such a critical phase, because of course course, that is the stage where children are learning to read and write. And so their work becomes ever more important in a country like South Africa, where literacy rates are so low and where kids are really struggling to read with understanding. I'm just to give you that address again, that website address, should you want to go and perhaps commit something towards helping them keep the project going or grow it. It is www.kids2kids.co.za, kids2kids.co.za.